Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Obedience to the Truth. November 24th, 1897. Previously unpublished. The reasons given for the transgression of the Fourth Commandment are various. One idea strikes the mind of one as an excuse for disregarding the law of God, and this he makes known. Another idea fastens itself in another mind, and he communicates it to others. Some mingle erroneous opinions with the Word of God and give others what they declare to be truth. Some are denunciatory, severe, and critical. Others are more gentle and yet more subtle in the presentation of error which the enemy has led them to believe is truth. Those who thus transgress God's law do not agree among themselves. There is strife and contention among them. The only ground on which we may expect unity is in obedience to the commandments of God. Christ denounced the teachers who in his day made void the law of God. He stamped them as deceivers and plainly stated the character of his church. We are to voice no other's message than that which combines the truth of the first, second, and third angels' messages, which require obedience to God's law. The belief of the truth will not lead a man into false paths. True faith works by love and purifies the soul. Our eternal welfare is determined by our faith. If Satan can lead the mind into speculative faith, he has gained his object. The advice of friends has no weight with one thus deceived. Experience will be of no avail, for he is under the delusion of the enemy, and how great is that delusion! He placed confidence in his own ideas, as if he had heard the voice of God. He receives as truth the false statements of those he thinks were inspired by the Spirit of God. He leaves the platform of truth to join the confederacy of evil workers, and, in his turn, to make misleading statements. And though without one word of truth, his assurance will be accepted as evidence by many. Through the false representations of those who have thus accepted error, many are led into darkness. They shall turn away their ears from hearing the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. 2 Timothy 4, verse 4. They depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. All this we must guard against. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, "I know in whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. 2 Timothy 1, verse 12-14. The Holy Spirit is to conform the habit and practices of the human agent to the working of its power. It is to sanctify and reshape the character to the divine similitude. Each one so taught is required to make earnest efforts, with much prayer and painful struggles, to learn the lesson, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Search the Scriptures for yourselves. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Let us earnestly strive to secure the heavenly treasure. Let us agonize to enter in at the strait gate. Those who in sincerity of heart are seeking to know the truth as it is in Jesus will have present truth placed before them. They will see that a people must be prepared to stand against the vast confederacy of deception. The only surety in these last days is the Word of God, present truth for this time. Those who are not rooted and grounded in the truth as it is in Jesus will make shipwreck of their faith in the coming contest. The inspired record opens before the human mind truths which man is incapable of comprehending if he looks no higher than ministers and theologians. Often the impressions left by man on the human mind are misleading. Men and women are taught to depend on the sayings of men rather than on the Word of God. We are safe only as we drink from the living fountainhead. The truth as it is in Jesus, in all its simplicity, must be cherished. Upon our obedience or disobedience to this hang eternal results. Wise and happy is he who depends not on man's influence or assertions, but who eats the flesh and drinks the blood of the Son of God. The flesh profiteth nothing, Christ declared. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. John 6, verse 63.